Yo, Linda Wood. Welcome back to another episode 20 of this here SaaS cast with your boy Dev and that girl Lauren.
It's episode 20?
Yeah. Next one's 21.
No way. Gonna be the last one. It's our last one. No,
don't. Pure tears, bro.
I already cried today. I can't cry again.
I know, it's all love, though. It's all love. And you know it's all love.
And abandonment issues.
That and the gloomy sky.
And the gloomy sky. Well, did you see it was sunny?
Yeah, plus it's going to be warm tomorrow. So I'm like, I was talking to my coworker about this yesterday. I'm like, bro, you can never tell in the Midwest, bro.
Yeah. I think tonight I'm just going to go on a very long walk.
So oh, God, bro.
I'm going to put my AirPods in. Just walk.
Go to... No.
Yeah, go for one. I like to walk in the neighborhoods. Yeah, I walk fair. Around like 9:30, 10, and then I get back to my dorm at like 11 or 12.
Oh, God, I used to do the same stuff. I don't know what it is about that time, bro.
Well, my thing is I don't like people looking at me when I walk.
That's fair.
For some reason, I'm a little self-conscious about how I walk. I don't walk any like weirdly, mm-hmm. but for some reason, I always think people are going to be like, she's not walking fast enough. She's walking too slow. She's jogging the wrong way. I think people think too, like in my brain, yes. I'm like, people are just so judgmental. They don't care. Like I logically know they do not care, mm-hmm. but in my brain, I'm like, they're judging me. They think I look weird. They don't like my outfit. And I'm like, they don't care.
On me, they're just driving by, be like, oh, she, at least she on the sidewalk, not in the street.
So oh, I do walk in the street though.
And it's okay.
Like when there's no sidewalk, I walk in the street.
Of course.
Because.
Now, if you ain't here biking on the street, okay, that's an whole other story. I mean, like.
So, fun fact. So, I might be working at a company in Lincoln called Aloe.
Go for it.
We shall see. Right. I really want to. And Lexi, you know, my car.
Yeah.
She is slowly dying.
Very slowly. Wise or, like, everything else wise?
Like, I was driving to Lincoln, and somehow, like, you know where the tire is? There's, like, plastic around to, like, protect the inside of the car.
Yeah.
Somehow I tore that while driving to Lincoln and, like, ripped it off. So, like, now you can see, like, this, like, liquid box thing by my tire. I don't know what it does.
Just braking fluid, probably.
That's actually, that's smart. And so me and my mom had a conversation, and she said, well, if your car dies, we have a backup plan. My mom bought a 3-wheeled bicycle so that she could walk with Berlin.
Wait, an actual bicycle?
A bicycle with 3 wheels and a little cart.
So not a slingshot. All right, good.
No. Man. And so she's like, you could bike that to work.
Low key.
And I'm like an old grandma.
The
she's
stability?
Like, I don't trust you in, with a two-wheel bike. And I'm like, that's valid because I'm very clumsy. Bike. I'm very clumsy.
Just get thicker wheels.
No.
Why not?
I like fall. I fall.
That's the whole point.
To fall on a bicycle?
Yeah, so you can get back up.
No, that's the cheer thing. You fall and cheer. You don't fall on a bicycle.
Oh, my God.
That's what they do.
I know.
They jump and fall.
They jump and fall. Well, at least they're not.
But like, very carefully.
And baby Rams and shit.
See, when I fall, it's not graceful. It's like, oh, there she goes. When they fall, it's graceful.
Be like, damn, they just hit that stump.
Yeah.
Well, who we got today, remember?
So, today with us, we have Antonio. Yeah. Antonio, would you mind introducing yourself?
Please, bro.
My name is Antonio Esquivel. I'm a senior here at Lindenwood. I've been on the cheer team for about 3 years, I believe. I transferred in after my freshman year at a different school in Missouri. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's fun.
Oh, bet. Okay.
And what cheer team are you on?
I'm on Lindenwood Large Co-ed.
Okay. For the people who don't understand how there are different teams, can you kind of explain what each team is?
Yeah, please.
So there's 3 different teams. We have a Lindenwood Large Co-ed, which competes in the advanced division. And then we have a small co-ed D2, which is also an advanced division. And then we have a small intermediate, which is not in the advanced division. So there's separate divisions, and there's an advanced, and then there is an intermediate. And so we have an intermediate team, and then we have 2 advanced teams.
Oh, okay. Dang.
Well, I mean, my team is probably the biggest team on the mat-wise or competing-wise. Mm-hmm. Our team has more boys than every other team that we have, basically.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Like, is there also like a year difference too, or?
Oh, no, no. It's just like a mixture of everyone, basically.
Man, I'm trying to get on me. It's the worry, taking apps. Yeah. It's like, but okay, that's interesting. So like, that leads me to the first question. What are like the biggest challenges you see, Antonio, like with, you know, how different these, you know, different teams they are? You know?
I mean, I would say, I think everything like is set out to be what you plan, and then things could change. Like in a heartbeat, like you could get hurt. You could not pass your classes. I mean, you could also just like, I mean, like give up basically. I mean, a lot of people just like don't think it's for them. So the people, some people quit. We come in with about 100 people in the whole program. And then we have people who just don't feel like it's for them anymore. Like they don't make a team. So they just want to quit, you know? So I think that is one of the biggest challenges, is finding a place to where you fit in, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Because when it comes like to you guys' sport, it's seen, not, we were just talking about it earlier, seen when it's not as it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or portrayed to be.
Yep. And I think that's another hard thing just in general about cheers. People just don't, people have a specific perception of cheer. Mm-hmm. And like, without being in it, you don't understand like what you go through and like what you have to do in order to keep up with everything that's going on in the world right now, basically. So, I mean, like, I think you have to adapt to everything that comes at you. As a cheerleader, you're on a co-ed team. So, like, you have women, you have men, you have your coaches. Like, you're just different emotions, different ideas, different thoughts on different things. So I think that's pretty hard to, like take a grasp of, basically.
Man, that's a tall order, I can see that, but that's a big glass, especially to fill and to, like, maintain, especially with the consistency you guys have to, you know, go through, especially with your bodies, but also up top with that mental.
Exactly.
So it's like, man, what is next? You don't know, you know? It's crazy. But how was Nationals, though?
Nationals is always great. I love Nationals. We did win, so that was...
Congrats.
Thank you, thank you. That was definitely, like, an experience I never experienced before. Last year we did lose, so coming in this year and getting a win definitely is, like, something surreal. I mean, you're on the beach, so, I mean, you can't really complain.
For real, bro.
Like, you're on the beach, so, I mean, there's nothing to complain about. Like, you're winning, you have a trophy, you're running in the ocean, so it's, like, unbeatable, I think.
Man, because, oh, God, I had friends, Shandon and Kenzie. I can't remember, and... The amount of, like, Snapchat stories, I'll get jealous. I'll be like, man, they're at Nationals down in Florida, bro. I'm so pissed. Like, I'm trying to join. Like, get me a ticket, bro. Where's my flight, fam? Like, man. And then they come home, and they were like, I'm sorry to tell you, but 2-dub champ. And I'll be like, all right, I'm done with y'all for real now. But I'm glad for real. I'm glad you
I could see you as a cheerleader, Dove.
As me as a cheerleader?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Man, back then, but I don't know now, though. I don't know, bro. I got the charisma for it, bro. On God.
Absolutely.
You do.
I'm out there, bro. I got energy for days. I'll tell you that, bro.
Yeah.
If you tell us, like, can I please go to sleep?
See, I feel like I couldn't do cheer because I'm not that flexible. And also.
Me neither.
I'm
just limber with it.
We're just limber.
I'm just limber with it, you know.
But I feel like I would really enjoy y'all's marketing. Like,
Aikido.
Because I thoroughly, so I run a an Instagram account called LU Girl Power, and I filmed a bunch of videos from the showcase and put them together and put some reels together. Word. It was really fun.
Oh, absolutely. I think cheerleading is becoming bigger now, too. So, like, the marketing is definitely, like, you just post anything on Instagram about cheerleading or, like, a girl, like, doing something cool, like, these little girls, and, like, everyone around you just go crazy.
Yeah. Like, do you, I'm going to ask, do you guys, like, find, like, a correlation or, like, a difference with, like, gymnastics in a way?
Gymnastics, you do the tumbling part of cheer. So, basically, you're just flipping.
Okay.
In, like, general terms, you're just flipping.
Right.
In cheerleading, you're stunting, flipping, jumping, dancing.
Yeah, okay.
Throwing people, basically. There's like I think it's more complex than like a lot of gymnasts go to cheer.
Yeah.
And they're missing, they have the tumbling part, they're just missing the other aspects of cheer, basically.
Okay.
Like those catchy cheers.
Catchy.
Oh people. My God. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, there have been some catchy cheers. I'm not gonna lie, bro. They do be bangers, fam. I'm not even a cap.
What's your favorite cheer?
Man, I don't know, bro. Like on the spot, I have no idea.
What about you?
I would say Let's see.
We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
I don't know about that one. We say one at the football games, basketball games, like a common one. It's like black and gold, black and gold. And then, like, you can't, you tap. Like,
yeah.
And sometimes we have cheers that go with, like, the band. Like, not intentionally.
Right.
But, like, our cheers just, like, match the rhythm of the band, basically. So, okay. So those are kind of catchy sometimes.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
That's why I want to, like, bro, if we get a bigger band, ooh.
Yeah.
Teed.
Yeah, for sure.
Freaking teed. And then, like, we were talking to football, and football was talking about how, like, we would like to see, you know, a bigger band and stuff like that to actually, like, get on the field during halftime perform and stuff like that. And I know, you know, some of the, like, the dance teams, you know, have halftime performances and that. And I'm like, bro, bring it all together, bro.
No, literally.
Liddy. Yeah.
Get the lion line, lionettes.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Man.
The golden line. Is that what it's called? The third one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Golden line? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Goated. Freaking goated. I like all those names, but go ahead, sorry, Lauren.
So, you know, we were talking about kind of like perceptions when it comes to cheerleading.
Right.
And, you know, the interesting thing about American culture is we love movies. And, like, in my brain, before I went to high school, when there was cheerleaders, I watched so many cheerleading movies. So... my question to both of you is, what is your favorite cheerleading TV show or movie?
Lindwood, I'm going to keep it 100% with y'all. If y'all like me and with all that Bring It On, you already know. Just hand me the smoke. Because that's me all day, one through whenever they finish. I'll tell you this. I didn't finish the last one. But I'll tell you, the whole series is something to behold.
I personally did not watch Bring It On.
What?
But yeah, I'm not a fan. I think that's like not real cheerleading. It's like what's perceived as cheerleading.
Yeah. Right.
But personally, the new cheer on Netflix series, that's definitely 100% representation of what like athletes go through, basically. Yeah. Like, and I think that there are some parts where it's obviously a TV show.
Right.
But like most of it is definitely spot on, like with everything. So I think that's entertaining, and like I think I can relate more to it just because like I'm in the sport right now. You know, like people outside people are like, oh, that's cool, this and this. But like I felt it personally, like when some of the things, like the emotions and stuff like that. So,
damn.
See, I also really liked Bring It On, but that also is because they had the musical Bring It On.
Lord.
And since I'm a theater major, of course I love that. But you know, it was a really good show.
What?
So it was on CMT, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader Tryouts.
Oh my god!
They
I
were
totally forgot
thoroughly
about that.
Entertaining. Yeah. Like my favorite is when they go on like dinner etiquette, and they had to eat like the most crazy things on earth.
What?
It was just like, ow,
bro,
ma'am, pinkies out. This is the proper Texan etiquette. What? And I was like, that'd be so much fun.
Bro, no way. For real?
Yeah.
No, I have to catch some YouTube clips of that.
No, it was so funny. And especially the makeovers.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah, I remember Aaron, like, on, I can't remember on what show. Maybe it was Amazon or something. Like, it was a big promotion for it. I just, like, didn't tune because I'm an Eagles fan. So, forget those Cowboys.
I mean... Okay. Here's the thing.
What?
Forget you have to cowgirls. Separate the cheerleading from the sport and just focus on the pure entertainment that this is a show. Like, the Kansas City Chiefs don't have their own show.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Bay Packer cheerleaders don't have their own show.
Yet,
but
Knocks.
The Dallas Cowboys have their own show. And see, that's impressive.
To that, I would say Hard Knocks. And... I would see the entertainment if they didn't have that star on it. I can't do that star.
That star.
That star, man. I'm sorry. You see that star.
Everything is better in Texas.
Also true. Also true.
You know, it's funny.
But them Cowboys.
I have friends who are from Texas.
Yes.
And every time I see them, you know what song keeps popping up in my head?
What?
All my exes live in Texas. You're welcome.
I'm sorry. I think of the Sandy thing when she's in SpongeBob. I'm trying to go home. Oh, oh, oh. I'm trying to go home. You're right now.
Do you ever find that hilarious?
Yes.
A squirrel in the ocean.
With a dome, bro.
With a dome. But then, like, when they pop the dome, do you remember that episode?
Oh, high key, like, yeah. I'm so good. On the notion of, like, Texas and stuff like that, Antonio, do you like, you know, nationals in Florida?
Yeah, actually, I love it. I think it's great. I think it's something different, honestly.
Like, would you be keen to, like, try it in different places if they would? Like, say, obviously, L.A. or down in Texas.
Or New York.
Or New York.
New Orleans.
Honestly,
Chicago.
Probably not. Because okay. I think, like, competing on the beach is just something different. Like, you can compete on any beach, but, like, I think the everything around it's nice. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, they've been competing there for so many years now. Like, everyone knows that it's cheerleading weekend, basically.
Right.
You know, so, like, when all the, like, they know that at the beginning of April, all the cheerleaders are going to be in town. So,
for,
like,
real?
Yeah.
They're like, man, they coming, y'all.
Basically, yeah, all the hotels, they have the signs up ready. They already know.
He's like, yeah, guys, we're inviting y'all to come through.
Oh, yeah.
Please perform, bro. Oh, God. I'll be waiting for, like, that feels just so inviting. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Especially down, was it Orlando?
No, it's a Daytona.
Daytona.
Yeah. Lion bro. Line competed in Florida because they get to go to Disney.
Yeah, Orlando.
That's
yeah.
why. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. That I didn't know.
You know, I love Disney.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could go, like, once every couple of years. Like, I feel like if I went every year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not the only one. Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, I went yeah. a couple of months ago.
Right.
Because I just finished a show and I was like, I need a break.
He was like, yeah.
So definitely. I was like, I found tickets for, like, $80 round trip on Spirit Airlines.
Bro, everybody was off his, like, houseway.
No, right.
Yeah, they were like, maybe we go with you?
No, right.
And then I got first class to Florida, and it was hilarious. Because it wasn't, like, anything special. And it was also 5 a.m., so I just slept through it. But yeah. It was really funny. I was like, first, yeah. And it was, you know, that beautiful, you know, first class. I got very big leg room. But mm-hmm. you ever go?
No child behind.
When I've ridden on first class a couple of times because yeah. I was in a company minor. And when they would sit me next to, like, a single man, they'd be like, no, you go, you change seats. And so that's the reason why a lot of times I'd be on first class.
Oh, okay.
But I would always board last. But when you board first class, like when you're not in a company minor, mm-hmm. you board first. And it's super awkward because you're just, like, sitting there and, like, everyone's passing you. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. You have to be cramped. Like, I really am. I know wow. it makes me seem very bougie. I'm not. I'm poor. Thank you. It really does because you're like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know why. I felt so bad. I was like,
oh my God.
I literally just checked in at the kiosk and it was like, the first row, and I was like, I didn't even realize until my friend Angie was like, Lauren, you're first class, and I was like, weird.
He was like,
I was like, didn't know that was a thing.
Felt, bro. Like, I've never rode first. I've only rode an airplane once. And I was like,
oh.
Wow.
When you have parents cool to who live in different states and you wish. See them, like, well, when you see them every once in a while,
yeah.
you have to fly a lot. Yeah. And especially when my dad lived in Colorado.
Oh, my God.
I, like, started flying when I was 5 years old Mountain by myself.
Game. Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone type stuff. Lord.
Here's the thing, though.
Garvering this.
The airplane people
yeah.
will literally protect those children. Because fair. From the time you leave the parent,
yeah.
you are then the airplane's responsibility. Yeah, and if they lose a child, oh, that is bad. So they watch you like a hawk.
You gotta be. Oh God, that's a lot. Big
and they constantly were like, "Are you okay? Are you? Do you need anything?"
They
would, like, give
stunts.
Me food. Like, I got the fancy food too. They gave me blankets.
Man, all I need is those nice honey.
Right.
Those honey what is it? Cashews. Let me just even a honey roasted. Let me get those, bro. That's all yeah. I need, bro.
Just and it was weird because, like, I flew Delta mostly for that. And so it wasn't that bad, except one time I had a layover in Austin. It was like 4 hours.
Dreadful.
And it was so boring because they basically, when you're unaccompanied minor and yeah. you have a, like,
A delay or a layover.
Yeah, a layover. Yeah. They then put you in a room with a bunch of other unaccompanied minors, and you just sit there. And they have TV.
Crowd
like,
control.
It wasn't that really good of a TV show. And the kids, like, you have some who are, like, very young and some that are, like, 14, 15.
Man, you got to get a gaming system in there, man. You got to put on that COD, bro. You got to let them scrape. Put on some 2K or something.
It was what it was.
Yeah, fair. You're right.
So, I got back to Nebraska safely, so.
Safe and sound, isn't it?
Safe and sound. Now, you compete at Nationals in partner stunt.
Yep.
So what does that mean? Like, what do you do for that, and how does it work?
Yeah. So partner stunt. So basically, it's me and my partner, and other than my whole team. So I have a competition where I compete with my whole team, and then partner stunt is just me and my partner. It's just mano a mano. Just okay. Us performing a routine, basically. But with only stunts. So we show stunts, 5 to 6 stunts within a 45-second time frame.
Mm.
You also have to qualify in order to compete in it. So you're competing against everyone else who basically tried out. So okay. This year, I believe 40 people tried out and only 20 people made it. And I was the 15th person to make
it. Nice.
So, that's just something different. Other than competing with your whole team, it's just like, what show your best skills, basically.
Right.
How clean it is, how fancy it is, how cool it is, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I get judged on that, and then if I make it, then I compete that at Nationals, basically.
Oh, say less, yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know that's how that worked.
Yeah, so it's just me by myself. My team doesn't help me. It's just me and my partner, basically.
And you can plug those into the, like, routine or, like?
Necessarily. I do have there are some skills where it's like kind of equivalent to what I do in my routine,
right.
Like from as my team routine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like basically the coolest thing I can come up with, like a cool okay. routine to just perform for everyone, basically.
Man, I'm turning up.
Yeah.
Man. If you watch my reels, you can see a little bit of them.
Yeah. Bet.
Because I made sure to include the. People.
Yeah, I think at the showcase I did my partner start routine.
You did.
Yeah.
What?
You're on it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely watching it, bro.
Yeah.
See what's up, bro. Man.
I did put a lot of effort into it.
Say less.
I picked some music. Some pretty good music, too.
I swear to God, Lauren, if it's not, I'm on you, bro.
See, I was going to do the music from Bring It On the Musical. There's what I was born to do.
I knew it.
I played it for you guys.
I know.
In the office, and then we had a little dance party.
And then we were all sitting there like, this just happened.
And then you and Justin were very disappointed in me. And I was like, you're welcome.
Well, he was cracking jokes.
You know?
Hey, that man is different, bro. I'll tell you, he's diffy. That man is diffy, bro.
We love him. Now, can you walk us through a normal day as a cheerleader?
Yeah, so, basically, we don't ever have practice in the mornings or in the afternoon. It's always at nighttime around. It's either between 3:30 to 5:30, I believe, and then 6:30 to 9:30.
Huh.
So we basically we just get through our class, like have our classes Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then usually like we go, like we eat lunch or whatever we do before our practice starts, and then we usually arrive at the gym around like 5:45, 6 o'clock, just to set out the mats or whatever, get ready for practice, tape, whatever we need to do.
Mm.
And then 6:30 to 9:30, we're just practicing, basically. It's a set schedule, basically. There's sometimes it changes, but like it's always after 3 o'clock. So either we just know that we have practice, like be prepared to have practice after 3 o'clock.
Okay.
It's never in the morning, never at like midday, so that's something good. So we're always prepared, basically.
Yeah, we're like we're starting to get ready.
Stay ready.
You know, what I'm
like that schedule.
No, absolutely, it's nice.
Yeah,
because same thing with theater. Basically, you have class, you have work, and then as soon as 5 o'clock hits,
yeah, you know,
you it's time block to out time.
Yeah, you already know absolutely. What the word is.
You're like, all right, now it's time to do rehearsal.
Right. Like, dang man, it's time to suit up, bro.
No, really.
Yeah.
Okay, babe.
The difference is, in theater, as a stage manager, I get to sit at a desk and just take notes. And sometimes move stuff
oh my
and
God.
Eat food. The amount of goldfish I go through.
Oh buy you a pack of Twizzlers, bro. Lord.
Oh, okay. If you buy me Twizzlers, do not buy me cherry. I hate cherries. Twizzlers, they have to be strawberry.
You like my mom. Yeah, she likes the strawberry ones.
Yeah. And they have to be, so like, do you ever buy those like big bulk like Halloween candy bags where they have like multiple different types of candies in them? Okay, I do not like the tiny packets of Twizzlers that they have. They're just not good.
They're kind
of
lame. I'm like,
okay, why is that? Why is it that the small Twizzlers are worse than the big Twizzlers? I mean, it's the same formula. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Probably like they're maybe the outliers or the defaults. You never know.
The outliers?
Yeah.
Like, these are not good. We're just going to pack them up.
I'll be like, man, they ain't going in this big plastic bag. They're going to go in that small plastic bag. You know what I'm saying? Right. Type of stuff.
They're the ones that got a little misshapen.
Pretty much. Probably. A little dent, a little scratch. A little notch off the end. Right back into that small candy bag.
Weird question.
What?
What's your favorite snack? I said mine was Goldfish.
Snack?
Cheez-Its.
Dang, that's
They're
fair.
So good.
That's so Wheat Thins. I gotta go.
Wheat Thins are good.
I love
Wheat Thins.
Oh, those
are so good.
Wheat Thins are good too.
Mm.
So during like for the past two shows, it's been a very hectic rehearsal process.
It's been a shit show.
I wouldn't say that. it was a hectic rehearsal process, like everything is.
Yes.
And so to help my production team, what I would do is I would go to Costco.
Yeah.
And bulk buy, like candy and snacks. And I bought like two huge things of Wheat Thins. And the entire team would just be like snacking on Wheat Thins. We're like,
bro, that's four bags, bro.
It was nice.
Yes, bro.
And then we had candy. I had Goldfish. I love Goldfish. I don't know why. Did you hear that they are trying to make adult Goldfish where they don't have a smile? I was like,
Wait,
why?
Adult Goldfish? Were they going to have eyebrows, bro?
No, I don't know. But there was a commercial where they're like, oh, we're now adults. We're not kids.
Like they going to have an extra dorsal fin?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bro, what?
It could be fake, but I was watching an ad. I believe it was on TV.
Whoever makes Goldfish or Coonin, bro.
I don't know. Maybe I'll Google it.
You know, bro. I'm letting you know.
Well, besides, I'll find out in a second. Now,
you already know what's up.
As cheerleaders, you cheer for the football and basketball games. So what is, like, some of the differences between you're cheering for football and you're cheering for basketball?
Besides inside and outside.
I mean, one big thing is I have to wake up early for football. Basketball, it's at night. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big difference.
And Tony, are you in favor of them pushing that what's it called? What's it called? The tailgate back. Instead of having being at 11, push it back.
Am I opposed of it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Are you for that? Or should I say?
I mean, as long as I don't have to cheer earlier, and then, I mean, I don't really care because I can't tailgate anyway. So, I guess I don't know. I think tailgate, I mean, if the game starts at like 12 or whatever, I mean, I feel like you should be tailgating at like, I mean, 10 at the earliest, I feel like. Not like 9:30. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's up to the person, I guess. Like, if you want to start early or, you know, like, do whatever you need to do, pregame rituals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as I don't have to cheer earlier, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Bet. Okay.
Yeah. Also,
Go ahead.
I found it. So, it's called Megabytes. Look at these things.
Hold on. Megabytes, first of all. Why do these look like Goldfish on Roblox mode? Like, literally, bro. Like, why Chill. Am I... It's one aggressive goldfish, like
those are like,
yeah.
See,
like I'm not eating a ripped goldfish, bro.
And okay, but here's the thing: what's I'm very particular goldfish? About my goldfish. So my I'm favorite so is the baby tiny ones, or rainbow. God.
I knew you were multicolored. Yeah, I saw it coming. I knew it.
They're so good.
Thank you, though. I was about to say, bro.
You know how I gave back my fridge to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Target this week because I go grocery shopping every 2 weeks. And I was trying to find food that would like sustain me, but didn't need to be refrigerated. So I bought like Rice-A-Roni in the little cups because we have like a communal microwave. And I was just going to like, I love Rice-A-Roni.
Did
why?
The same thing.
Yeah. I don't know why. But for some reason, they're very good.
Seasoning, bro.
It's so good. But I bought like two huge things of goldfish. And I've been snacking on them. Just like do. But what's funny is when I came home or when I got home, I also bought some like Nebraskan snacks. So I have, we have this popcorn company and I brought some kettle corn back. And then we also have Baker's chocolates that are like, I'll bring you some. Dev looks excited.
I'm going to indulge.
When you drop off my birthday gift, maybe I'll give you some.
Sorry, I just moved $5. How about that?
The $5. Oh, fun fact. So we have a bet to see, because my birthday is on May Day, May 1st. And there's a tradition that if you knock on someone's door and you leave a basket, you knock on their door and then run away. And if they catch you, you have to give them a kiss. And if they don't catch you, they just get the gift basket. Mm-hmm. It was a thing that has been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And so Dev bet that I couldn't catch him for $5.
You already know the deal.
So we're betting if I catch him, he gives me $5. If I don't catch him, I give him $5.
Y'all, let me know if I should double down on this, bro.
No.
Please. Hey, people at Lindwood, let me know if Dev should double down, maybe triple down on this. I don't know. See what the word is.
$15?
You're getting whole $15? That's five Abraham Lincolns, bro.
But you can't drop it off at Sibley. Like, just the front door. That doesn't work.
Oh, of course not. No, I'm real bold with it.
You're going to go inside Sibley?
Almost there. Okay. It's Sibley.
I just keep the door open the entire day.
I'd be like, yo, man, my coworker, you know, try to get me on this bed, and I ain't crying out on this, so I'm going to run this up real quick. Okay. Gone. Gone. I'm telling y'all, straight down the hallway. Samuel L. Jackson on you, bro. Gone. Best believe, bro. Best believe.
So, why did you become a cheerleader? Like, how did you get started, and what made you think, ooh, this is fun?
Yeah, especially being part of co-ed. Yeah.
So I started cheer my senior year, ending senior year of high school. So I tore my ACL playing football, and I had a scholarship to play football, so I planned on doing that. And then I tore my ACL, and my scholarship got taken away, so my ex-girlfriend, well, my girlfriend at the time, was like, well, why don't you come cheer? Like, just try to, like, just throw me, see if you can, like, whatever, me, like, do some cool stuff, whatever. And I'm like, no, like, I used to make fun of cheerleaders, not going to lie.
I feel obviously, you. Like, whatever, I understand.
Is there guy cheerleaders, whatever. Right. But, I mean, I thought it was cool. Like, I mean, I was throwing girls up in the air, catching them, and, like,
okay.
I mean, I feel like I could get over, like, the dancing, jumping, like, cheer part of cheer, basically. So I thought the stunting part was cool, and I mean, I got a good scholarship for it to go to school, and I mean, I just stuck with it like from there, and then
Is that what led you also into like co-ed and stuff like that?
Yeah. So but basically like I didn't do it because of like the flips or like the cheer part of it. I did it just because like I wanted to throw people, like throwing. I mean, that's cool. Like you can't say like you can't throw someone and catch them one hand. You know what God, I mean? Like, bro. I mean, I don't know.
He used to throw a football. Now he throws a girl.
No, literally.
Bro, on me. Right. Bro, that's crazy. Like seeing like even like we were talking about here, like our friend Matt who goes to Louisville now to do cheer. He like I'll see him doing his stunts and like he'll do them outside all the time when it get warm and how he just throw it. One of his, you know, his partners up and just catch with one hand. I'll be like, bro, Matt, you are built, but you're skinny. Yeah. How, bro? Yeah. And he's like, bro, it's all in the technique,
I'm built
bro.
Different.
Yeah, technique.
It's
all
in that technique. And I was like, I'm seeing it, bro. I'm seeing that boy putting in that work. Mm-hmm. Y'all do put in that work. For man.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. With that, how do you guys, like, find that balance, Antonio? Like, I know, like, being, you know, the physical aspect and now having the mental aspect. Like, how do you draw it on to one thing and continue?
I mean, I guess it's just practice. Like, I mean, first going into cheer, you're like, oh, well, I mean, physically I can do this, but, like, dealing with, like, the women and, like, dealing with, like, people saying stuff about you being a cheerleader, I mean, right. That's kind of, like, mentally, like, challenging.
Yes.
But I think, like, I mean, if you enjoy it and, like, you know what you're there for, like, the purpose of it, I mean, I feel like it's easy to get over. Like you can definitely fight through that, and like you build close friendships, like to help you and like talk about stuff like that. I mean, I'm not a big person like talking about that because I really don't care what people say. I mean, I'm a cheerleader. I mean, I can do things that you can't do basically. Right. So I mean, it's not that big of me, but I've experienced like people come to me like, hey, bro, like how do you get over this? Like why? Like it's just like it's irritating, whatever, whatever. I'm like, dude, mm-hmm. like, if you like it and, like, you know, like, you, they can't do what you can do, like, why be upset about it, you know? Like,
right.
I mean, anyone could play football, anyone could play basketball, any other sport, but, like, can you throw someone up, catch them one hand? Like, that's hard to learn. Like, you know what I mean?
Damn, that's a good question.
Like, I mean, you can learn how to throw a football. You can learn how to catch one, like, anything else, like any other sport, but, like, you can't, it's hard to learn throwing someone in the air, throwing another human.
And it's risky, too.
Really risky.
I saw that.
I think I broke my nose like twice, like catching an elbow straight to my nose.
Oh, no.
Man, oh, God. I can feel like having a run, like doing something like, or having that type of injury, just like catching a knee an elbow absolutely. Or a wrist or like, man, see, that's cool.
Yep.
One like false move or one like small flaw or ploy.
Yep.
See, like, here's the thing. So yes. You know how to talk about the Bring It On musical.
Right.
Okay, there's a line that says, hey, you never met me face to face. If you think cheerleading is a waste of space, we work and we fight and we train and hustle. We got mani-pedis, what we're made of muscle. We got one shot that we work all year for. We got more balls than the team we cheer for. Nationals getting closer by the minute. Last year we took bronze. This year we're going to win it. Bring it. Yeah. See that?
Bars.
I really think.
That's a lucky bar.
I really think this is y'all's theme song. Like, okay. Even if you don't like the movie, I think this specific like little excerpt from the musical is y'all.
For sure.
Because y'all won nationals this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love y'all's story. Yeah. Like coming back.
Yeah, dude. It was definitely goated. It was definitely something different.
Goated.
Yeah. I think losing and then winning after you lose is definitely better than just like constantly.
Winning and then losing.
Yeah, it's I feel like it's
Or like winning
taste.
Then losing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bro, that's a sweeter taste. It's like.
See. It's always interesting, like, the winning and stuff. Because, like, there's so many, like, sports teams here at Lindenwood.
True.
And, like, women's rugby.
60 plus.
They're, like, going on a win streak for, like, years.
Yeah.
They haven't lost in a good amount of time. And so they feel the pressure. But I think it also comes from, like, if you lose and then you're, like, okay, this year we're going to win it. And then you'll win it. Then it's, like, okay, what's the plan for next year? Like...
True.
It's this constant figuring out how to balance, like, you know, expectations versus pressure. Like, if you, it's like, the idea that, like, I have to, if I don't make this shot, I lose it for the entire team, we lose our streak, we're failing. Like, that's something that can be really hard.
That's why I feel like, and Tony, you can talk on this, is like, I feel like it's like an established mindset. In some instance, and like, you can go on further if you want to. Like, that's how I feel. Like, it's just like certain mindset. Like, yo, I'm going to, like, when people say, you know, I shouldn't have to get ready. You got to be ready.
Be ready, yeah.
Be
you
ready.
Know what I'm saying? Don't get ready, be ready.
I think one thing, I'm like the leader of our team, basically. So I think one thing that I've like emphasized was like, we got to become champions at practice. So like if you have a championship mindset and like you know that you're ready, then like there's no going back from that. Like, you're not going to go into there with no confidence. You're going to go in there knowing that you're a champion and you're going to win the championship. You know, that's I think that's like having an established mindset too. Like, you're going to win. Like, you got to tell yourself you're going to win.
Back.
I mean, even if you don't win, it might be upsetting, but like, you know that you gave it all you got just because you know that you're giving that championship mindset, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man's goated, bro.
It's definitely interesting. Like, just how much of sports specifically are so much, you know, when you think of sports, like, especially as someone who, like, doesn't play sports, I think of it like, oh, y'all work out. Like, that's what y'all do. That's literally what y'all do. Y'all work out. You learn some plays. There's a sheet. And you say A goes here, B goes here, C goes here. If the other team's B goes this way, we go this way. Like, that's in my brain how sports work.
Okay.
Now, but after, like, this podcast, I'm realizing how much of it is mental.
Yeah.
And especially, like, going to more sporting events. Like, some of the crowds are rude. I was
Oh, yeah, they're deep, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, they're still children.
They'd be
we
on
do
one,
not
bro.
Need to yell at them. They are still 18 to 22, calm down.
No, for real. And that's
leave
like,
them alone.
And having that, like, when going on that to them, it's like, on understanding, like, that difference is what makes it hard, because if you, like, try to overstep that line, it could be perceived as something, like, negative. Or as you, with you, you're just like, yo, I just saw this one thing and I wasn't rocking with it. And yeah. I just wanted to speak up on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to bash you and I ain't trying to do nothing like that. I'm just trying to do my passion here and be what it is. And that's how, like, I see it, like, when it comes to instances like that, whether you be on the court or on the field or on the playground or whatever. And it's like, we all here to do what we want to. I understand you're here for entertainment and you're here for an event, but, like, these people are here to be part of their passion to, to like, accelerate and increase their, like, overall drive for it.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
And I wish, like, I went to the showcase and it was like a lot of supporting.
Yeah.
Like we were like, yes, y'all killing it. Yeah. There was one coach that thoroughly entertained me. He was in the corner and he was like jumping up and down the entire.
That's definitely, yeah, I know.
He was like, I just was like, I could watch that man like every day because he's just like so entertaining. He was so excited throughout the entire thing. Yeah. He was throwing his arms. I was like, I kind of just want to like videotape you and just be like, that's the entire video.
Be like, hey man, get out there, man.
Some of these coaches are thoroughly entertaining. On the men's volleyball team,
need, bro. Yeah.
There's a guy with a little bow tie.
Bro, I don't know who you're talking about, bro. I saw that one day.
He's so cute, the little bow tie. Look, bow ties are adorable.
Oh, they fit. I'm telling you, bro. Bow ties go to.
They're so cute. They're like a puppy.
I'm dead.
If I put a bow tie on my puppy, oh, she'd look adorable.
Oh my God, poor Berlin! I swear to God, I swear to God, if I go on your story and there's a bow tie
on Berlin.
My homie Berlin, I swear to God,
she'll be fine.
I am taking a trip straight to Nebraska.
Yes,
and be like, you know what?
Hey, you could travel with me for my job. You want to go to Arizona?
Arizona, my cousin lives in Arizona.
Ooh, Arizona.
Okay, but here's the thing: I don't like the heat. So.
It's not that hard. It's like dry, but it's like it's one.
I also sunburn. Okay. I go outside for 5 minutes.
Look, we'll get you an extra dark, extra tinted umbrella. Okay?
With the shades.
Oh, God.
We just put me in, like,
top hat. We got you.
A completely, like, covered from head to toe, including my nails. Like, everything is covered.
You already know, bro.
Now, you know, you are a student athlete. So how do you balance school and cheerleading?
It definitely is hard because, I mean, you have school during the day and then you have work and then, you know, you have practice, like you have to be ready for practice by like 5:45, 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And like, usually, I mean, that's where college kids do their homework is at nighttime. Right.
Yeah.
So, yep. I mean, you get out of practice 9:30, sometimes you get out 10 and then you like talk to your coaches, whatever. So you're getting home at like 10:15, 10:30 and you're just exhausted. Cause you just, I mean, obviously you just practice. So,
right.
And like, I mean, I definitely had some struggles where I had two tests the next day, and I was trying to study, and I was so tired, and like, it definitely was a struggle. But I think time management is definitely like a big thing. Like when you time manage, find your break times, find when you can do your homework or do study. Like even like 15-30 minutes is fine. Like if you have that little break, definitely that's definitely time management right there. I also reach out to my teammates and my coaches for help too. Like when, if I'm struggling with something and like, or someone took the class, like I would ask for some advice or something like that. And like have a study partner. And definitely I feel like the weekends like that definitely helped me like get prepared. So like the weekends, like preparing yourself for the whole week. I think that's, I'm not even like doing your homework, but like just setting out like a schedule of like what time you can do this, when your free time is, or like when is homework time, basically. And I mean, sometimes like some things pop up, so like you can't do that. But I mean, sometimes some days are gonna be harder than others, basically. But just time management, 100%.
Yeah, and I swear to God, man.
See,
especially on the weekends,
I love time management.
Or if we open, I catch them.
Yeah.
I love time management. I have a schedule. I have my to-do list.
To-do list, yeah.
I like love to-do list.
Calendar all pulled out and have a full planner.
No, so, okay, here's what I do. I have my digital calendar on my phone, and then I have my to-do list with the dates, and I like to check them off. It makes me happy.
Wait, you like to check out? Wait, the to-do list, like your own to-do list, or the Canvas to-do list?
No, not the Canvas. I hate the Canvas to-do list. The Canvas to-do list is annoying. I do my own to-do list, but I think that stems back from when I was a child. I used to have a to-do list. Like, I do really well with, like, one through, like, every day. I would, like, when I worked at the event center, I had every day I would spend, like, 5-10 minutes figuring out what is my top priority, making a to-do list, and make me so happy when I get to cross the thing off my to-do list.
I'm not gonna lie, that's how I'm being with my calendar. I have like a monthly goals, I said, and I, you know, give little arrows and stuff. And I, like,
not die. That's my monthly goal.
Scratch it out.
Not die. That's my monthly goal.
I haven't scratched one out and it's finished because I ain't done with the school year yet.
Oh, is it graduate?
No, it's just finished this school year because I'm taking 6 classes for the first time and it's literally shooting me in the face. Jeez. Like, man.
That's tough.
I know, man. It's empowering, but at the same time, it's like, yo.
Tough.
Yeah.
Especially with this gloom, especially April and this gloomy weather and all this rain. Yeah, I'm like, bro. I'm
no,
like, how
these,
is it going to be my
these
season?
These 3 weeks are
our
killing
season,
me.
Lauren, and it's pure rain, man.
These,
God.
These 3 weeks are going to suck.
I know. But at least it's our season, though. Tour season.
What?
It's tour season.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's our season, bro. Mm. Nobody can mess with me, bro.
No way. I just realized you're a Taurus.
Yes, I'm goated.
That's hilarious.
We're goated, yes.
I didn't realize
never forget,
that
bro.
Until right now.
Exactly. Never forget, bro. Never
forget. That's hilarious. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, never forget, bro. We're goated. Okay.
Because his birthday is May 6th mm-hmm. and mine's May 1st.
Is it?
Yeah, it's May 6th.
I don't know, bro.
I have it in my calendar, Dev.
I don't know, bro.
I have it. I can literally Google it.
You know what? Save it for later. Double check. I don't know, man.
No, even I know I it's May 6th. No, I know because it's the Friday.
I know all this schooling
stuff. It's
the
last
bro.
Day of school. It's the Friday.
I don't know, Lauren.
Okay, I'm not. Your birthday is May 6th. Rayel's is May 7th. Yep. Mine is May 1st. We're having a birthday party, graduation party, the Wednesday before finals, okay?
All the above.
I have the schedule figured out.
Uh-huh.
No, we have like so many people leaving. From the office,
yeah.
Because Dev is graduating and it's his birthday. It's my birthday. It's Rayel's birthday. Andrea and Valeria are graduating.
Oh snap!
Paul is graduating. Matias is graduating.
Yeah, Paul's graduating. So, and his birthday was yesterday. Yeah.
His birthday was yesterday, and I gave him a teddy bear.
That boy. Oh, you gave him that Cardinals.
Well, I let him borrow it. It's for you because it says Dev on it.
I'm gonna take it to.
The little shirt says Dev on it.
Man, I wish, man. All right, sorry, go ahead.
So, besides our birthday plans, what advice would you give to potential cheerleaders about balancing school and cheer?
I would say find resources and also time manage. Plan ahead. Don't fall behind. Because if you fall behind, it's going to be really hard to catch up. Because obviously things pop up and sometimes practice goes longer than expected. So definitely plan ahead and have resources. Ask for help. Don't be scared to ask for help and do not fall behind.
Perfect.
Man, and on that note, everybody, we're over here sponsored by the SAS office. You know what I'm saying? Come over for all your testing and tutoring needs. We got you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
If you are struggling,
shake us up.
Shake us up.
Oh, God, shake me
like
up.
Like a come smoothie?
You know what I'm saying? Come to the office. Be like, yo, where Dev at, bro? I'm trying to shake him up. All right, say less. Come in, walk out. You shook me up. Mission complete.
That was a sad snap, but an effort was made.
Same big homie status.
Big homie status.
On me.
Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Honestly,
I really appreciate it.
I'm glad. Is there anything else, Lauren? Or any upcoming?
It is. We have like 2.5 weeks of school left.
Correct, everybody.
Please. Take care of yourself. If you are stressed, watch a good movie and cry. The Notebook is a great movie.
I saw
and
it coming.
Also, if you are like,
coming, bro.
If you're really struggling in classes, please come to the SAS office.
True.
We have great tutors.
Yes.
If you are having an issue with a paper, I just went to the Writing Center today. It was very nice.
Preach.
Make sure to print your paper, though, before you go in, because you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. Yes, because they got to market.
They got to market, yeah.
Marley and Me is also a great movie. Cry too.
Okay, there's this one movie, I forget what it's called, but it's basically about this owner and his dog, and basically every day the owner would go on the train to go to work, and then the dog would go with him, drop him off at the train station, and then wait for him at the train station when the owner comes back, and then they walk to the house. They did this for years, and then the owner had a heart attack and died. And so the dog just waited.
Oh, my
God.
It's really sad. It's like, it's a chow.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was, no way.
It was really sad. And like the Hulk, and it like waited through like winter and spring and just waited until it died.
Man. That's so sad.
What?
That's wild, man. That'll do it for you, everybody.
I'm an emotional
for me, it's going to be Shiloh. Shiloh. For me, it's going to be Shiloh. I love Shiloh. I'm sorry. I love me a hound. Oh
my God. I'm trying to think.
So amazing. But it's okay.
Or you could literally watch any show and cry. Like Frozen 2, for some reason. That movie always gets me.
Oh, my
Toy
God.
Toy Story 3, when they hold hands true. Into the fire.
Yeah. True.
That, you're that, like, oh.
That got me. Oh, my God. When Woody stayed. Oh, my God.
Oh, Up, when the wife dies.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, we're done here. Okay, on everybody. I'm sorry. We got off this sidetrack.
We've given you a lot of options for
a lot of
to
options for
to.
Definitely to get you in the mood.
For a good cry.
Good cry, maybe some hardcore study,
but
maybe not.
If you need a good show to watch, Frozen 1 is a great option.
Lord have mercy. Just check out the whole Disney Plus app. On that note, everybody, it's been your boy Dev, Lauren, and Antonio here. Thanks again. And just always, bro, stay freaking just sassy, bro.